Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
And now for something completely different.
And it's why we look forward to Mondays. Lionel on board here, the Emmy Award-winning personality of Lionel at Lionel Media. If you follow him on Twitter like I do, at Lionel Media, and his YouTube channel at Lionel Nation. And what's happening, Lionel?
That was fantastic. Jack, this is a perfect segue. I want to talk about inappropriate sexual behavior in light of dementia and aging senescent patients. Now, nothing personal. Nothing personal, Jack. Let me tell you something. I will testify in any court of law. Jack, I've known you for over 30 years. And believe me, as a younger man, you were a satyr. But that's a different story. So we're not going to, this is not mentioning you underhandedly. Aaron, different story. Now, there's something which nobody really wants to talk about. And I want you to think about Joe Biden. Joe Biden tomorrow is going to have his first debate. It will be the last debate. So set your VCRs, kids. Set your VCRs because, and I use that term jokingly, this is going to be it. They will do something afterwards where they will say, all right, that's it. We can't. You know, Trump is a liar. He's a liar. We're not going to dignify this storied history of American debates by doing any of this. He's a draft dodger, tax dodger. We're just not going to do it. You heard, I'm sure, Joe Biden, Dr. Joe Biden, EDD, doctor. By the way, I'm a juris doctor, so call me Dr. Lionel. Doctor. We have Dr. Phil, Dr. Laura, Dr. this, Dr. Biden, doctor. Well, Dr. Biden, did you see that stupid interview? She's about a mile and a half away. Come on. I know COVID's aggressive, but please. And Jake Tapper, you saw this, said, oh, let's talk about the gaffes. No. That's all. We're not going to talk about gaffes. That's their take. Brilliant, isn't it? We're not going to talk about it. I love this. We're just not going to talk about it. So they know this, and they're petrified. Now, what the president is talking about doing about drug testing, it's been suspected and thought of, and perhaps there are people kind of in the know who say he's getting a blast of Adderall. You probably know no more people, a lot of them women, but not all, but who are on Adderall. This is one of those amphetamine things for kids with learning disabilities, you know, and learning disorders. Like, I'm so much sharper. Hey, I can focus. Have you heard this? I'm easier. I can focus better. You're on speed. What are you talking about? That is what they suspect. Now, tomorrow is going to be history. Jack, have you ever thought, what would it be like to see Mike Tyson in his prime against a 95-year-old woman in the ring, and Mike Tyson said, Mike, we want you to kill. I know this is barbaric on a Monday morning, but just, I wish you'd go out there and beat her within everything. Do not stop until the coroner is called. Then you would say, that is horrible. That's disgusting. But, Jack, isn't there a part of you that would say, I'd like to see what that would look like? Don't get wrong, but I want to see it. It's like, you know, whenever there's an accident, I want to see this. We're tuning in tomorrow to see what is going to be a disaster of any, I mean, Waterloo. I'm trying to think the first year of the Buccaneers, the John McKay years. I'm trying to think, what have we ever seen that is as horrible as what we will see? And remember, one time. This is the last time they're gonna say, we can't do this anymore. The president will not. We're not going to sully the. And they're going to come up with something. And, of course, nobody in the mainstream media will even care to question. Now, last point very quickly. Jack, have you seen the Project Veritas James O'Keefe pieces regarding Ilhan Omar, Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah.
Ballot harvesting. You've all seen that, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Good. You will not see that anywhere on mainstream media. And maybe OAN, which is superior. OAN is my go-to every day. Superior even to Fox, which, I don't know, was a lowercase f. You are seeing specifically how they're going to steal this election. And they're telling you this. So whatever happens with the debate, and I know we're out of time, Jack, whatever happens with the debate, however great Trump does, however whatever the polls say or don't say, whatever ground he gains, if they steal the election, and finally, and I lied, this is the final point, if there is not a clear-cut winner on January the 19th of 2021, Nancy Pelosi is your president. Now think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, she's third in line. There is no president. If they have not said, I'm sorry, we have not counted a vote, we can't certify this county, that county, this state, whatever it is, there is no, it's as though Trump, God forbid, died or doesn't exist. He's not, he's a nullity. He's a presidential nullity. There is no president, he or Biden. The only person in line is Nancy Pelosi. Think about that horror. Just think about that. And if that doesn't drive you to excessive drinking and craplessness, I have no idea. This is like nothing else. But tomorrow night, Jack, Aaron, kids, this is going to be one. I mean, turn off the, unplug the phone, ice the beer down, because you ain't going to see. This is going to be, because Trump has been practicing every day of his candidacy. He has never had a day off. He has been in training every single day.
Well,
Joe Biden
are.
Is walking around trying to remember his wife's name.
Well, we are out of time now, Lionel.
Inappropriate sexual behavior, ISB. Think about it. Look it up.
We'll check it out. Lionel Media, at Lionel Media is where you can read him on Twitter. That's where I follow him. And at Lionel Nation.
Perfect. On YouTube. You got it, my
YouTube.
Friend.
And we'll see you next week, Lionel.
Indeed.
Love it. It's 7:20.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.